Top 7 Things You Should Know About H-1B by Sharp Rowley Esquire. The H-1B visa is always a widely discussed issue amongst those who want to enter the US for work. Today we discuss here some important aspects of the H-1B visa that will make it easier for the readers to understand it. 1. The H-1B visa is a non-immigrant visa which allows U.S. companies to employ skilled workers in specialty occupations from outside the country. Some specific areas of work for HIB visa are IT industry, engineering, medicine, science, architecture, etc. Individuals cannot apply for an H-1B visa, only the companies hiring them can. A U.S. company is allowed to employ a foreign worker with a H-1B visa for 6 years. Even though it is a non-immigrant visa, it is the H-1B visa is recognized as dual intent, by which a holder can apply and obtain a U.S. green card while working in the U.S. on a H-1B visa. 2. The H-1B visa is not permanent and you must make up your mind whether you want to extend your H-1B visa or apply for a green card in between if you want to continue your stay in the U.S. Holding H-1B visa does not give you the right to behave any way at all. In case of disobedience, your visa could be revoked. Before deciding on working in the U.S., it is good to find an employer who will hire and support your claim to an H-1B visa. A lot of the comfort of your work depends on how your employer handles the processing of the H-1B visa application, so a responsible employer is required, apart from a good immigration attorney who could guide you in the right direction. 3. If you want to remain in the USA for more than 6 years after your H-1B visa expires, you may apply for a green card. If you do not receive your green card before the expiry of your H-1B visa, then you must live outside the U.S. for a year, at the least 1 year, before reapplying for another H-1B visa or any other visa, while your green card application is processed. Those who have applied for a green card are eligible for extension beyond 6 years. You can check the status of your H-1B visa application online on the USCIS website. 4. There is a cap for H-1B visa. The present immigration law allows 85,000 new H-1B visas for each year. This number includes skilled foreign workers and those with an advanced degree from any U.S. institution. You need to apply well on time for the H-1B visa, because once the visa cap is reached, the USCIS stops taking in any more H-1B visa petitions. Your employer can begin applying for the H-1B visa 6 months before the actual date. So while the employers can start applying in the first week of April, through the visa holder cannot start work until October. 5. One of the perks of holding H-1B visa is that the person is allowed to bring their spouses and children, who must be under 21 years of age, to the U.S. under the H-4 visa category. A H-4 visa holder can remain in the U.S. as long as the H-1B visa holder remains too. The flip side, however, is that an H-4 visa holder is not allowed to work in the U.S. They can, however, attend school and obtain a driver's license or even open a bank account here. Lately the rule have changed and certain H-4 visa holders can actually get a work permit. See rules on H-4EAD on www.h4edlaw.com. 6. In case of delay in the processing of the H-1B visa, your company can opt for the premium processing service. This is a faster method of processing, which is available at higher fees that your employer must pay to the USCIS. As a part of this, the USCIS guarantees that the visa petition will be processed within 15 days. A separate phone number and email address is given so that the companies using this service can check on the processing status. 7. Certain things that you will need for the processing of your H-1B visa are a valid and original passport, a photograph as specified, a copy of the original interview appointment letter, the fee payment receipt, and the number assigned as a part of your application processing. Apart from all this information, The legalities and little intricacies of law and its processing are best handled under the expert guidance of experienced attorneys who have experience in immigration law and will be not only be able to guide you smoothly but will also help in case of any hiccups. You might either recommend or hire such a lawyer from the Shah Parolee Law Group or email them at info@paroleelaw.com or even call them up for advice at 510-742-5887. Information provided is purely educational. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided.